USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The punishment phase is underway for the former Dallas cop convicted of murder. Amber Geiger faces life in prison for shooting a man inside his apartment. A jury found her guilty of murder today, despite arguments from her attorneys saying it was a tragedy and she feared for her life. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson discusses the possible solutions to California's homeless crisis. State officials are considering whether to declare a state of emergency on homelessness there. The move would free up state and federal funding.
I would, first of all, try to work with the state and the local authorities, but if they're lacking, then I think we have to move people out of that environment to a safer environment and to a cleaner environment.
Carson was speaking there on Fox Business, and at the closing bell, the Dow lost 344 points to close at 26,573. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration is making a new push to pressure sanctuary cities such as Chicago into cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Mark Morgan is the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
I've been doing law enforcement for a few decades, and I can tell you, I'm a lot more than concerned about this politically driven policy. What the citizens of Chicago need to understand is this policy is going to create more victims in their city. ICE has and always will. Their priorities are go after criminal aliens, not just aliens that are here illegal, but criminal aliens that are here illegally and have committed additional crimes against the city of Chicago in this incident. It's outrageous. It's reckless. And lives will be in danger because of this.
Google is working on a safety app that would detect car crashes and call 911. After determining there was a crash, the phone would sound the alarm, and if there's no response, it would call 911 with its location. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Yale University senior Esteban Alonso says some of his fellow students are sick with protester derangement syndrome, meaning they're protesting seemingly all the time. He recently wrote an op-ed that appeared in the New York Post and joins Fox News to explain why now is the time to shed light on this issue.
I actually think a lot of students on campus, maybe not the majority, but a non-insignificant percentage, agree with the general sentiment of my essay, but for a variety of reasons, choose not to speak up. I think I'm in a unique position where I can, so I decided to go ahead and do that.
And as far as the protests that Alonzo saw at Yale.
So the climate strike was the most recent one. The climate strike happened on Wednesday. Hunger strike happened in 2016. There's been some sit-ins at the investment office, some sit-ins at the financial aid office. It seems like there's kind of a new one every couple weeks, and they're a lot less focused than you'd imagine.
And the faculty makes it worse by playing into it, right?
You know, I think it's actually institutionalized to an extent, and it's not just the faculty. I would blame the faculty less as I would blame the bureaucracy. There's a lot of institutions at Yale, particularly the cultural centers, right, like the Latin American Cultural Center, that encourage this type of behavior. And I think that's something not necessarily unique to just Yale, but unique to private institutions in general. They have large bureaucracies that kind of support this type of behavior.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.